This morning we have followed the account which John the Beloved has given to us under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we have come to the midpoint of John chapter 19. Pilate giving words, having heard, away with him, crucify him. And Pilate declares, shall I crucify your king? And the response, we have no king, but Caesar. I draw your attention most especially to verse 16, one of the shortest verses in the chapter, and amazingly unspecific, except that we have so much going on roundabout that we automatically in our mind's eye fill in the blanks. John chapter 19 and verse 16 says, so he then handed him over to them to be crucified. So he then handed him over to them to be crucified. Who did what? Who did what? Certainly, on the surface, it was Pilate whose signature was on the writ that Jesus should be crucified. It was under his mighty authority that all of this took place. The Jews themselves understood that they did not have that prerogative to put anyone to death, that they needed the stamp of the governor. And so they come, though fearful that they should be defiled on such a high and holy occasion, high and holy part of the year. They come to Pilate. Why? Because they despised Jesus with such a spite that they would risk being defiled themselves. Who did what? Was it Pilate that handed him over to be crucified by them? I would suggest to you that though on the streets of Jerusalem, there was this word, Pilate handed Jesus over, that there was a far greater hand at work here. He, God the Father, had delivered Jesus to come into this world, to be born in Bethlehem, to be raised by Mary and Joseph, there ultimately in Nazareth. But here, Jesus comes himself to be crucified. We read how that Jesus had steadfastly set his face to Jerusalem, the disciples trailing along behind him, awestruck at what they see in Jesus' determination to go to Jerusalem, though he himself speaks of what awaits him there. Jesus resolutely, though he could have fled, he could have hidden out in some ditch somewhere, Jesus goes directly to Jerusalem. I think of my boyhood best friend, how that he died in St. Boniface Hospital, but he had walked in the door himself and laid on a table. And because of chemical reactions taking place within his body, there to breathe his last. He walked in himself. Jesus, he walked into Jerusalem, knowing what waited him. He walked in, rode in himself. But I bring you back here once again. Who did what? Jesus offered himself. His life was not snatched away. He came as the willing Lamb of God to bear the sins of you and me. But not Pilate, and not the chief priests, and not even your hand or mine. It was God the Father who handed Jesus over that he be crucified for you and for me. Thomas Kelly in the 19th century wrote a hymn, "Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him dying on the tree. 'Tis the Christ by man rejected. Yes, my soul, 'tis he, 'tis he. 'Tis the long-expected prophet, David's son, yet David's Lord. By his son, God now has spoken. 'Tis the true and faithful word. Tell me, ye who hear him groaning, was there ever grief like this? Friends, through fear, his cause disowning, foes insulting his distress. Many hands were raised to wound him. None would interpose to save. But the deepest stroke that pierced him was the stroke that justice gave. Ye who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great, here may view its nature rightly, here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed. See who bears the awful load. 'Tis the Word, the Lord's anointed, Son of Man and Son of God. Who did what? Jesus willingly for you and for me bore the load. But it was justice, God's heavy hand, that especially fell upon him. And as Isaiah speaks so many years before, Isaiah 53 in verses 4-6, surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall upon him. Lord, how we thank you with glad hearts that we have entered into mercy so vast, so rich, and so free. Lord, we give you praise. Though we wonder, why, oh why, he handed him over to them to be crucified. Such a horrible, despised means of execution that the Son of God would do this, all for the love of lost humanity, oh God. So imprint this upon our hearts. So deeply ingrain this in us that we have entered into such love. And so let us live, let us speak, let us act as those who have been ransomed, who have been bought from the depths of sin. Hear us, O Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.